Welcome to the Envision Crystal Clear podcast. Our host, Lisa McGarity, with us. We are looking at a variety of different stones. I came back from Fort Lauderdale with a gift pack. You went to this shop. I wish I remembered the name of it. It was an awesome shop. You know, they gifted you. You spent a certain amount of money and they would gift you things. And it was this little variety pack.
Love it.
That struck me because even though that little oval stone is black, there's a lot of streaks in it. And I was curious about what it could be.
Yeah. I mean, this threw me for a minute, too, when you handed it to me. But I consulted my friend and our consensus opinion is that this is mahogany obsidian. So mahogany is for the brownish color that you see running through it. So this is, the other stone you have here is snowflake obsidian, right?
Okay.
So it just depends on what color the obsidian glass turns when it's hardening. And so we know that what obsidian is it's volcanic glass. So it's lava that comes up from the earth through a volcano. And when the lava cools, it turns into this almost glassy stone-like substance.
So what makes one mahogany and what makes the other snowflake? Does it get offended easy?
It must be. Nah, this is a tougher than you would think. No, this one is called, you make me laugh. This one is called snowflake because of the whitish gray, right?
Okay.
So anything that you see with that black and white kind of speckled pattern would be snowflake obsidian.
Okay.
And then this is mahogany because of that brownish color, you know, that almost mahogany brown running through it. And the different colors have to do with the different minerals or whatever's in the earth when the volcanic eruption happened.
Okay.
So whatever minerals were in there will influence what it looks like when it hardens.
So before they get crafted into pieces like that, I mean, that's polished, but even then, the shapes are very odd. Are they crafted like that on purpose, or are pieces harder or softer and you can only get certain shapes?
Right. Well, I think these are tumbled stones. So somebody went and took a bunch of raw bits and pieces from wherever it's been collected and, you know, tumbled it on purpose. And this is just how it comes out. You know, it may come in these sort of unusual or odd shapes. But I think that's part of the beauty, right? You know, they look very individual.
They're regal looking in a way,
yeah,
you know?
I think so.
So with obsidian, I know I have a crystal healing mat. And one of the three stones is obsidian.
Mm-hmm.
What are the healing properties of that?
So when I was growing up, back in the old-fashioned time, we would say obsidian was the stone of truth.
Okay.
That obsidian is something that if you hold it, you keep it in your pocket, you carry it on your body, it will bring and reveal the truth to you. In general, it reveals to you something about yourself. So be ready if you're going to carry obsidian. You might see some part of yourself you didn't necessarily want to see, but that's part of the healing journey, right? So just like that volcanic glass, the volcano erupts and becomes obsidian, right? Something may come up from within you, and that's okay. That's what it's supposed to be.
So if you were to meditate with the obsidian, it's not necessarily somebody else or like a lie you're looking to uncover.
Right, okay. Right. It really might be self-discovery in terms of figuring out, you know, why you have a certain pattern or what's going on that's creating the conditions in your life. But honestly, from a spellcraft point of view, too, if anybody's interested in magic, this would be a stone to set next to, say, a white candle if you need the truth revealed in a certain situation.
Involving somebody else.
Yes, you could for sure do it that way. And just, you know, pray, meditate, and affirm that the truth of whatever situation is shown to you. And that's a good way to get an answer as well.
So besides the candle, what would be some steps to take to make sure that you're using the stone correctly, where if you are looking for the truth in someone else, you don't necessarily then find out something about yourself?
Well, you try to control these things, right, Brian? But it just comes out however it comes out sometimes. But, yeah, I mean, if you have a circumstance that you really want the truth revealed, you could basically program. We've talked before about how to program a crystal. You could program an obsidian stone to help you get the truth. Let's just say you have a job situation that you don't understand. Something's happening at work.
Okay.
You could program the crystal so that you would have wisdom and truth revealed to you while you're at work. And so you just put that intention directly into the stone. All it would say is when we ask for the truth, you got to be ready for the truth.
Sure.
Because it will show up, right? And it might be that someone by accident tells you or you find out in some weird, unusual way, but just be ready.
So it may not necessarily come to you in a meditation. It may come to you in real time.
For sure, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Honestly, I would rather it be that way rather than my own mind's eye, because then I would question it 15 times from Sunday.
For sure. Because any no matter how long we've been meditating or doing this kind of work, it's still healthy and good to second guess our intuition, right? We have to double check.
What are the differences between the mahogany obsidian and the snowflake obsidian in terms of what it can do for you?
So obsidian, these days, people also talk about it being a protection stone, and it can be a great protection stone. It can activate first and second chakra. So, you know, if you're working on root chakra or second chakra, it can be good. I feel, for me, the mahogany brings to me the energy of wealth and abundance. And I'm a little bit of a weird girl, I guess, because I like the color brown for abundance. Okay. I mean, green is good, but I think of brown as being some everything fertile, everything from the earth, everything that is grounded. And we want our money to be grounded, right?
It's funny. You say that, and all I think of is the term, you really stepped in it.
That too. Okay, right?
But,
right. What did our parents say mean when they said that, right? Right, right, right. But yeah, so anything mahogany for me, I would add that, you know, tiger's eye can work in that way. There's lots of stones that can work in that way. For instance, one brown, one green, and one sort of golden or orangey colored crystal. If you put those three together, you've got yourself a little money power pack.
If you put those three crystals together, how would you then, as far as trying to seek more money in terms of what, a raise or something like that, how would you apply that to put it out there in the universe?
Well, you could definitely carry them together. Okay. And so then we would put those three in their own kind of little pouch.
Oh, so it's not a spell, you just hold them?
Well, I'm going to give you both.
Okay,
so
all
we
right.
Could, yeah, so we could definitely carry them together and throw them in your pocketbook or carry them in your pocket near your cash. And do what we always say, which is clear the stones, put your own energy into the stones, and then work with the stones so that they carry your intention for increased prosperity. And just for discussion purposes, let's say we really do want more money. Money's the goal, right? Specifically ask for that. Don't be afraid to say, increase my income, bring me, you know, wisdom around money, bring me discounts, whatever it takes, right? So that my prosperity will flow better. You laugh, but there's nothing wrong with a good discount. So, okay. So why are you laughing?
As we approach Black Friday.
Hey, Black Friday is coming.
Listen, I am the biggest shopper in the world. I love discounts.
All right. So then you okay. But if you wanted to do some spiritual work around it, you could add spicy incense like cinnamon, clove, or ginger. Those are all great prosperity incenses. You could burn also, of course, a green candle. Here in the United States, where our money is green, we tend to use green candles for prosperity.
Okay.
I also like three candles. I would also be happy with brown, orange, and green all together in a package. Create sacred space, which just means have a certain space where you're going to do this working. Light your candles. You know, put your intention very clearly. You can write your intention out if you want to. Leave your crystals on that altar as well. Burn the incense and really ask the universe to bring you money. And ask that it come in a way that's with harm to none, right?
That's the most important.
Right, right. We don't want car accidents or insurance settlements. We just want happy, lucky cash flow, right? And sometimes the way it could come in lots of different ways, but sometimes the way it comes is a creative idea or a way to earn more. You might get a raise. You might get a gift. It could come a lot of different ways.
There's people out there that, especially now, might not be patient.
What?
You know, when people come to you and say, Lisa, I need help casting a spell for money, especially now.
Right.
How long? I get everybody is different, and the answer could be different for everybody. But is there like a general rule of thumb when casting a spell?
Sure. I mean, timing is always a question when it comes to spellcraft, because as human beings, we tend to say, wait, did my spell work? You check again, did my spell work? But in the old days, we would always say, just set your spell and forget it. Try to put it out of your mind. But people do kind of say, you know, is it working? Did it work yet? And there that I try to discourage that, because the anxiety will pull your results down and you won't get it. You know, our Italian grandmothers would have told us, you know, watch pot never boils, right?
Heard of the million times.
Yeah, so just kind of leave it alone. But the general rule of thumb is you should get a sign within about 3 days that says, yeah, you're on the right track. And in general, within 30-ish days or a moon cycle, you'll probably get some form of a result.
I love this stuff. I never thought I would, but it's fascinating to learn.
It's fun talking to you because I know you're curious about it, but you're also brand new, like, oh, that's cool, which is fun. It's fun for me to share.
It's a clear mind. Lisa, if anyone wanted to come to the shop, Envision Crystal here in Port Jeff, or if they wanted to shop online, if they're listening from out of state or out of town, how would they do that?
Yeah, for sure. You could always visit us in Port Jefferson Village, but we can be found online at envisioncrystal.com. And then I also have a website where you can find out about my readings and services at lisamcgarrity.com. So come look for us there.
Cool. Thanks, Lisa. Talk to you next week.